Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Ranting. My friends will tell you, I do love a good rant. From a branding perspective, though, there are some downsides for being known for raising Cain. So, here are two reasons why we want to think twice before letting loose on how we really feel. First off, the big risk in ranting is in the response. Nope, not the fiery retort we have to worry about. It's the more subtle, the silent eye roll and then turning away. The heat of our tone and rhetoric will turn folks off so much that they disregard the content. And that right there is how we lose the open-minded ones, the audience that will look at new information. That's how a lot of us win the battle but lose the war. The second risk has to do with frequency. If we rant often enough, we put ourselves in the raising Cain all the time box. And this is not a good place to be. Not only do we get ignored often, but also folks don't even want to engage with us. Rant too much and we can easily be considered a high risk or not worth the drama. Not a good brand for getting new clients. Now let me be clear. Should we ever rant at all? Of course not. I'm just saying that ranting is a lot like swearing. Both are potent tools that we want to use sparingly. When you do rant, make sure to make it count for a worthy cause. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.